Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report is brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. Well, this week we feature some reports from USDA and focusing on corn. Recent surprises with the number of corn acres and possible corn yields. We check in with Rod Bain with a few of these most recent surprises surrounding corn.
There were indeed indications through the summer that this year's U.S. corn crop could be a bumper one due to favorable weather conditions in much of the Corn Belt through the growing season. As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey noted in the August 10th crop progress report for corn,
crop conditions holding up pretty nicely. We saw a very small week-over-week net decline in condition, losing a point in the good to excellent ratings, now 72%. A week ago, that was 73%. But perhaps more importantly, we're not adding any very poor to poor numbers, steady this week at 7%. This year's crop still coming in quite a bit better than last year at this time, when the corn was rated 67% good to excellent and 10% very poor to poor.
So when the Agriculture Department later in the week released their August crop production report for corn, the first of the year based on farmer surveys, while not surprising that forecasted production and yield was record-setting,
looking at a production number of over 16.7 billion bushels, a yield of 188.8 bushels an acre.
To USDA chief economist Seth Meyer and others, what perhaps was of shock was just how much corn had been planted this year. This is Anthony Prilliman of the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Planted acreage at 97.3 million acres was raised 2.2% from what was estimated in the June acreage report. Harvested area that is also up 2.2% from the previous forecast.
So why did USDA's August report reflect such a significant increase on corn acres planted? Prilliman says this is due in part to efforts to improve statistical accuracy.
Starting last year, NAS began reviewing planted and harvested acreage in August to determine if updates need to be made to the previous published estimates instead of waiting until later in the season, as we had historically done, to ensure that the published acreage estimates are as accurate as possible, as early as possible, to help forecast final production.
To do that, certified Farm Service Agency planted crop acreage data is incorporated along with farmer surveys and satellite information in the August forecast. That revised acreage outlook, added to favorable growing conditions and record yield, means not just a high mark for feed corn production. Forecasted corn production this year is over 1.4 billion, with a B, bushels more than the record set in 2023. While the 2025 projected corn yield record would be over 9 bushels an acre more than 2024's record total. So how does USDA project the added supply of corn to be used in its domestic balance sheets? World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski says there will be plenty of feed corn available for livestock.
We raised feed and residual by 250 million bushels.
More feedstock via corn will be available for ethanol production that could find its way to fuel pumps, with USDA forecasting a 100 million bushel increase. Also,
our export forecast, we raised by 200 million bushels.
With Jekanowski noting strong U.S. corn export demand based on a slow marketing start by global competitor Brazil and competitive prices.
Rod Bain at USDA, let's get more when it comes more specifically to corn acreage.
The top of the news from USDA's August crop production reports.
Corn numbers, planted acreage at 97.3 million acres was raised 2.2% from what was estimated in the June acreage report. Harvested area that is also up 2.2% from the previous forecast. Yield is forecast at 188.8 bushels per acre. If realized, this would represent a record high yield. Production is forecast at 16.7 billion bushels. That is up 12.6% from 2024, and it too represents a record high for the U.S.
Anthony Prilliman of the National Agricultural Statistics Service with the update during this month's report briefing. And while the significant increase in corn acreage based on Farm Service Agency certified data played a role in the overall corn numbers, it is noted that FSA certified acres also applied to other row crops in the August forecast.
Starting last year, NAS began reviewing planted and harvested acreage in August to determine if updates need to be made to the previous published estimates instead of waiting until later in the season, as we had historically done, to ensure that the published acreage estimates are as accurate as possible, as early as possible, to help forecast final production for the year. We are mainly incorporating the latest FSA certified acreage with our survey and satellite data and other sources of admin data to determine if updates need to be made to our previous estimates.
Or put another way, while corn planted acres greatly increased in the August crop production forecast, there was trade-off via lower planted acreage for other crops.
Planted acreage at 80.9 million acres was lower 2.9% or 2.5 million from the June estimates and is down 7% from last season. Harvested acres are forecast at 80.1 million acres, also down 2.9% from the previous forecast.
Besides revised, reduced bean planted acreage forecast, for cotton,
planted acreage at 9.28 million acres was lowered 8.3% or 843,000 acres from the June estimate and is down 17% from last season. Harvested acres are forecast at 7.36 million. That's down 5.8% from last year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Rod Bain at USDA. Thank you, Rod, for that information. Yeah, just recapping, summarizing recent USDA information. And of course, this past week as well, wrapping up, was the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. So I'm sure we'll get more details on the corn and the soybean numbers. I know there was some kind of gray area in some of the numbers results from earlier in the week, and we'll get more details recapping that, I'm sure, in the week to come. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.